Welcome to Trail Bites for the week of March 28th, 2019. I'm Gavin Jackson. This mini pod is a companion piece to the South Carolina Lead, and we're doing this to help keep you up to speed on what the candidates are saying on the 2020 campaign trail in the Palmetto State, and also what South Carolinians like you are thinking. Over the past week, Democratic presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke and potential candidate South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg toured the state on March 22nd and March 23rd. We take you to the University of South Carolina in Columbia, where Beto O'Rourke spoke to a crowd of around 1,000 people on March 22, 2019. He answered questions on Medicare for All, reparations, paid time leave, and this was his answer on a question about systemic racism.
How can we have a system of justice so patently unjust that allows some who are responsible for the deaths of thousands to go away scot-free and others for simply possessing a substance already legal in most of the country, sitting behind bars? Let's end the war on drugs, the war on people. Let's end the federal prohibition of marijuana. We need to end this war on drugs that has become a war on people. And as I made the case earlier, it's a war on some people more than others. There are tragic mortal consequences to this war, and they are borne disproportionately by people of color in this country. So I want to make sure that in addition to police accountability, we look at the entire system of criminal justice, but the entire system of education, of healthcare, of participation in our democracy in a state like Texas, where you can use your license to carry a firearm to prove who you are at the ballot box, but you cannot use your student ID from Texas Southern University to prove who you are at the ballot box. When we bring everybody into this economy, into this democracy, we have equal opportunity for every child born in this country, which we are nowhere close to doing right now. We're going to have better outcomes, and we are going to save more lives. Thank you for the question.
O'Rourke also spoke before a crowd of about 150 people at the historically black South Carolina State University in Orangeburg. Aaliyah Housie, a freshman at Claflin University, heard him speak and said she and others are excited to see the candidates come through the state and that O'Rourke is one of the favorites that she's deciding on.
So I'm just standing between, right now it's just him, Bernie Sanders, and also Cory Booker, who will be here next week. So I'm just trying to think between those three, but they basically all represent the same views, you know, representing the Dreamers, legalizing marijuana, and just basically of increasing minimum wage, which will really help me a lot.
Eric Favor, also of Claflin University, said he's glad there is such a wide variety of candidates in the field, which has also made it hard for him to pick. But he says race doesn't play a major role for him.
It plays a role. It may not be a major role for me, but it definitely plays a role because I want you to understand. I want the candidates to understand where we're coming, especially being a young black man in South Carolina. I think that's very important. But just being able to give us a seat at the table is something that it would be good for me. You don't necessarily have to understand everything I've been through, but just be willing to say, here's your place, and this is how we can move forward, I think will be good for me.
South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who is still exploring a run, made his first trip to South Carolina on March 23rd. He spoke to more than 250 people in Columbia.
That when you actually take freedom, democracy, and security seriously, they point you in a decidedly progressive direction. Don't let our conservative friends monopolize the idea of freedom. They care about freedom, but they got a very narrow version of freedom. To them, it's freedom from. Usually freedom from government. As if government were the only thing that can make you unfree. That's just not true. Your neighbor can make you unfree. Your cable company can make you unfree. If they get into the business of telling you who to marry, your county clerk can make you unfree. So let's talk about what freedom really means. Freedom means being able to start a small business because you know that when you leave your old job, that doesn't mean you're going to have to lose your health care. Health care is freedom. And if you're encountering somebody in your activism, because I know I'm preaching to people who already care about this process, but you're going to encounter people who don't think their vote matters. And on some level, I get it, because the system has become so twisted that people who care about the world wonder whether their participation matters. But that's why it does, because our everyday lives go differently, because in our most vulnerable moments, We will be protected by the government of and for and by the people, if and only if we make sure it's actually working for us. That's why we're doing this. That's why I'm doing this. And that's why I'm so glad to be a member. Because we get caught up in what's on cable and who looked good in the committee hearing and the show. It's hard to look away from a horror show. And so we're getting so absorbed in what's happening in Washington. But the reason anything that happens in Washington matters is what it does for our everyday lives.
Mary Catherine Alley, a teacher from Belton, South Carolina, saw his Austin, Texas town hall on Facebook and became inspired. Being a veteran and a millennial is important to her, and he has her full support.
Another thing I love about him is he's a Democrat that talks like a Republican. Those words that he was talking about, freedom and democracy and security, I believe in all those things as a Democrat, but I rarely hear friends that are Democrat as well say things like that. And I just wonder, why do we not get a say in those things too? Why do we have to be kind of the cuckoos over there? And the other guy's got to be cuckoos too, but he's a good mix. He sits perfectly where I, as a Democrat, for once, so that helps. But also, he talks like a Republican. He says what he means, and he means what he said. So it's just, it's refreshing from the hoo-ha that's running around Washington right now.
Kathleen McDaniel also found Buttigieg on Facebook, like Mary Catherine, but she's still evaluating other candidates. She's impressed by Buttigieg being a Rhodes Scholar and his knowledge of seven languages.
You know, that's a really interesting question. I was talking about that with some of my female friends up in the balcony. And, you know, we certainly would love to have a female candidate, a candidate of color. But he brings a different element of being so young and of the millennial group. So he brings an interesting perspective in that way. So I think it really comes down to who has the best policies. And so far, he's the one that I've heard be the most outspoken about women's rights to choose and Medicare for all.
Looking ahead, there are no candidates moseying down the old campaign trail this week in South Carolina. So you whip crack heads, we're going to have to give you a little bit of a fix right here. AT, can I get some whip cracks for these people? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's good. Okay, too much. Oh! Addicts.
Brown liquor.
You can also keep updated on how things are going on the campaign trail and in the statehouse by following me on Twitter at Gavin Jackson. Watch the full remarks from Beto O'Rourke and Pete Buttigieg, as well as others who have visited the state, on South Carolina ETV's YouTube page under the SC 2020 playlist. And just a reminder, Campaign Trail Bites is not biased towards any candidate or campaign. We're just covering these candidates as they come through and as we can get to them. We're also out there trying to get you as much information so you can make your own decision in 2020. We'll bring you a mini pod every time there's campaign trail activity in the state. Let us know your thoughts on our Twitter at @SCLeadPod and follow us with the same handle on Instagram at @SCLeadPod for photos from the campaign trail. Campaign Trail Bites is a production of the South Carolina Lead. I'm Gavin Jackson.